according to St. John.
Glory to
serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that all who believe may have eternal life in him. Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not die, but may have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him.
Experience this love of God on our own skin.
for it to become completely ours. St. Paul reminds us of that a lot. When he writes to the Colossians, he speaks about who he used to be, a blasphemer, persecutor, enemy of God. But then grace attacked him, and he experiences mercy and forgiveness of God. And he says, thanks be to God for that great grace that became abundant in my life. And that's what enabled him to become the apostle to the Gentiles, apostle to all of us. That's what enabled him to say, I was once this and that, but I have experienced this love of God in my own life. And that's what confession does to us, to me and to you. So often we put obstacles to that jubilee of mercy that we can experience anytime we come. Because God's door, because of that serpent that was lifted up, is open once and for all. See, in the jubilee, this gate that St. Peter's opens, or the main basilica of Rome, opens just for 1 year. In confession, we have it open all the time. And I probably shared this experience with you before, but there is one confession that I can't forget in my life. And it's not so much confession as it is what led to it. I went to study English, went to a foreign world where nobody spoke my language, or at least nobody that I could go to confession to spoke my language. And time came and I needed to go. It was weeks. And you can see the little dust settling on your soul. I was not a terrible sinner at the time. But what happened was your heart becomes sensitive to receiving God's mercy in this mystery, in this sacrament. And I came to that English-speaking school from a place where I could hunt down a priest within minutes, anytime I wanted to. And every 2 weeks, the priest would actually come to my house, to my seminary, and ask me if I want to go to confession. He would sit in that room for 2 hours and wait for me there. I was pampered. I could go anytime I wanted to. Certainly anytime I needed to go. That brings about certain sensitivity, and then I had to go for, what was it, 6 or 7 weeks. And I was choking. Nothing serious that comes to mind, but I was choking, and I was being miserable. And I remember preparing for that confession, because I finally realized I can't go on like this, you know. I can't pay attention to daily tasks. I was starved for this absolution. So I took my dictionary, the giant dictionary, and I started looking up my sins and translating them into English and writing them on this sheet of paper that I had. And it took me forever. It took me like 3 days to prepare for that confession. And even then, as I was sitting in the church waiting for the priest to arrive to start his shift, I was running over this and I thought, this certainly doesn't sound English, and it certainly doesn't seem to say what I'm trying to say. But I couldn't wait any longer. So I waited until everyone else went, and I was the last one. And this old Franciscan priest was hearing confessions in a side chapel. And you enter into the dark side chapel, there's no windows there. And there he was on the altar with one chair in front of him waiting. And as I started walking from the door to him, he ran to me all the way to the back, and he was maybe this short. He gave me a big hug and he says, "Don't worry, child. God has no other concern in the world but to forgive your sins, to take them away." And I don't know if he let me read what I wrote or if he read it himself. I just because no, this was the most powerful confession in my life. And maybe part of it is that intro moment when I got to be a real prodigal son who is coming to God finally after many weeks of hesitation, of waiting, of the obstacle I put in my own mind to that forgiveness. And I got to experience an embrace by Christ. Before He embraced me spiritually by pouring out His grace through confession, He embraced me physically. And this was a great relief. And the light, I don't think I walked out of there. I think I levitated out of that confession. So this is what I want to share with you now. We are coming to the Jubilee. And our Holy Father is trying to remove all the obstacles He can for you and for I to run to that mercy and to experience it on our own. That's what this provision about abortion is. So here's the little intro to confession. The priest, not because of his abilities, not even because of his education, he is given that power in the name of Jesus Christ to take your sins away. If you come repentant, right? And Holy Father repeats in that letter over and over, if the penitent is sincerely repented of their sin, of abortion in this case, the priest is allowed to absolve them from that sin right there and then. It may sound confusing, but if you realize how confession came to be, canon law makes sense. So how did we get confession? Our Lord comes to this upper room when the door is closed, and He breathes on His disciples, on His 11 disciples, the bishops, and He says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whoever you forgive, they will be forgiven. Whoever you retain, they will be retained." That's where confession comes from. Our Lord breathes His Holy Spirit upon our bishops. Now, bishops would probably drop down exhausted if they had to hear all of our confessions. So they share this power with their priest. And I have a little paper on file from after my ordination, when I had a one-on-one, or one-on-six actually, conversation with my bishop and his moral theologian and his advisor. And they asked me questions about canon law, about Decalogue, about whether I am able to recognize the sin, whether I am able to recognize when someone is truly repentant, and also what was interesting, whether I truly believe that through my prayer, through my absolution, the penitent does walk away free. And when I gave them all the answers, He gave me that piece of paper and He said, "Now you can share in my faculty to forgive sins." And here are the few provisions. Canon law says that some sins are for the bishop only to absolve, to take precautions because they're very public, maybe, very great. So you need to take precautions that penance is there and that bishop knows what goes on in his town. And one of those sins is abortion. Direct killing of another human being, or a first degree murder if you wish. Right? And a few others that go with it. So on that first faculty that my bishop gave me, he gave me a permission to absolve first time confession from the sin of abortion without consulting him prior. Now when someone comes for the second time, repentant, sorry, and crying because of what they did, But they already confessed and were absolved from that sin before, committed it again, nevertheless. Then I have to say, you know, only bishop can absolve you from this sin. So why don't you, that's what's pastorally done usually, why don't you, a penitent, come to me tomorrow? And in the meantime, I will ask permission to absolve you from this sin of my bishop. And then I will make a call, explain to the bishop the situation, and also testify that the sinner truly is repentant, although for the second time they have committed that horrible sin. And then they after can give sacramental absolution to that person. So that's what that provision is about. Holy Father says, in this Jubilee year of mercy, you do not have to make that call. I am giving this to you automatically. Obstacles to experiencing God's mercy and forgiveness are removed. And now all we have left to do is run and experience that embrace. Because God so loved the world that He'd do anything to have me back. He'd do anything to have me back. And He wants me to know. He wants me to experience that embrace and receive His forgiveness. He sent His Son so that I have a way to Him. Anytime I find a tear of repentance in me. So, whatever it is that may be holding you back, or when you see that someone else is being held back, be that encouragement. Tell them that the Jubilee of mercy is available to them anytime they want. And let us pray for one another that we use that sacrament well, that we use it often. Let us pray that we come with faith and look at Christ crucified and receive what He wants to give. Communion, healing, life.